Well, it was an out-of-the-blue announcement that shocked the House when Majority Leader Alexander Fehmarken revealed in Parliament Kwaku Kwarteng, who has chaired the Finance Committee since 2021, is to be moved away from the economy. Now, it comes after months of speculation that the Obuasi West MP has drawn the anger of his MPP colleagues who have accused him of siding with the minority to block certain key government business before the Finance Committee, notably dozens of tax waivers. Listen to Majority Leader Alexander Fehmarken announcing the change on the floor.
We, the majority, we have a new spokesperson on the economy. You have none. We have a new spokesperson, and very soon we are going to unveil him. We have a spokesperson on the economy. Honorable Kwaku Kwarteng is going to be our spokesperson on the economy. Yes. You don't have the new economy committee is going to be the most important committee of this house in this new standing of this. Mr. Speaker, we have a finance committee and an economy committee. I'm letting them know of some of the proactive steps we are taking on this side of the house to throw a serious challenge that is not just about governance. We have a new economy committee.
Honourable members, is the leader of the house who is speaking. Yes. Please allow him. Afterwards, I'll give you the opportunity.
It's going to be the most important committee in this house. So we are challenging you. We are challenging you to come up with your spokesperson on the economy. You have not said so officially. We are going to make sure we have a spokesperson on the economy to challenge your Agudongo. We are going to, Honorable Kwaku Kwarteng is now going to face you directly on the economy. Not now, I'm just announcing. Yes, that is why we are now going to make Honorable Kwaku Kwarteng the chair of the economy committee to face you and be our spokesperson. He's going to face you. It's okay. Don't worry. You can do it better. It's okay. You sit down. It's okay.
Leader.
Mr. Speaker, on the free SHS bill.
Leader, the selection of committee.
No, Mr. Speaker, I'm not going there.
It's chaired by
Mr. Speaker, we are declaring our intent to face them. This is an election year.
Well, so our parliamentary affairs correspondent Kwaku Asante has been in parliament all day, and he joins me in studio with more on this particular development. Now, Kwaku, how was the reaction of the MPs to this announcement?
Well, Brace, this was out of the blue.
Mm.
The majority leader was not speaking about anything related to the committees. He was speaking in relation to questions that have been put by people like Akujito Ablakwa and others on the free SHS bill, and also whether or not the committees that Parliament have set to investigate certain issues are going to do their work or not. So the majority that haven't said that. In fact, there were not so many people in the chamber. But at his back, you could see people now turn to each other and talk to each other and like, what is going on? But the bulk of the reaction came from the minority. And it is not far-fetched if you say that Kwaku Kwarteng has been a sort of an ally of the Finance Committee. Finance Committee is where some of the big issues happen in Parliament. There's always friction. But Kwaku Kwarteng has always found a way to work with the minority colleagues. So they have a certain very close relationship. So for those of them who are in Chimba Adongo, the Deputy Leader, Kwame Agboja, Akujita Black, some of them were shocked. You could see it in their face. They're like, wow, what is going on? Why is the leader announcing this? And a lot of them were itching to speak. Most of them were getting up on their feet. And that is why you hear in the sound, the second deputy speaker was presiding, telling them that they should calm down. The leader is speaking. After that, you give them an opportunity. So it was a big shock to so many people who really felt like, what is going on? But then eventually, the minority did have their say. We heard from Emmanuel Amagofibua, who described this as an overthrow. And whilst he was speaking, there are people like Okujita Blackwa Adongo at the back saying that this is a coup. And he did not use those words coup in his remarks, but he said this is not how to overthrow someone who has served parliament for this long.
Majority leader and the leader of the house. And he should know better. to usurp the power of the speaker, the chairman of the committee of selection, and to come here to simply announce without the knowledge of the speaker, he has decided who should be what?
The existing chairman.
I mean,
is now a new chairman.
The existing chairman of the finance committee.
A very good man.
Without the knowledge of the speaker, without a meeting of the committee on selection, the majority leader will come to this house and simply announce that he has overthrown him and made changes. Please, respected majority leader, please, you should know better. This is not how we overthrow people.
Well, so that is the deputy minority leader, Emmanuel Amakofi Buadekweku. But, you know, there was a comeback by Afanyo Makin to try and explain the issues. Well, he says the new position is an elevation.
Yes, Afanyo Makin, I mean, right after this, really went ballistic. In fact, he cites the Joy News newscast that we did that really went out. He called the media into his office and sought to explain that the 2024 election is going to be fought on the economy, and they want to put their best feet forward.
Mm.
It is for this reason that they are nominating or actually moving Kwaku Kwarteng to go there. And so in his view, it's an elevation because the economy is the bigger subset of which finance falls under. And so they believe that Kwaku Kwarteng has what it takes to counter the NDC narrative and propaganda, quote unquote, going into the 2024 election, because they know, like I said earlier on, 2024 election is going to be fought on the economy. Remember that when the NDC made their own front bench changes, when they changed Harun Idrisu and Co. and brought in Ato Forsen, one of the things they said Nketiah told Evans on PM Express was that 2024 election is going to be about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that Kessel Ato Forsen has what it takes to be able to do that. So it appears the majority say, well, we are following same. So listen to the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo Makin, explain again the rationale for this change.
If you look at the new committees of parliament, we now have a finance committee, we now have an economy committee. Now, the point here is that in an election year, any serious political party would want to project its best. And we know that our respected colleague, Honorable Kwaku Kwarteng, very hard-working member of parliament, during Kufuor's time, he was a spokesperson on the economy, he was a government spokesperson. We came to parliament, he was a member of the finance committee, just like my good self. And when we won power, he was a deputy minister of finance. He has appeared on many media platforms speaking for government on issues of economy, and currently our finance committee chair. Now, finance is a subset of the economy. Finance is part of the economy. So we felt that with this new committee coming up, it is important to, as it were, elevate our respected committee colleague to this new committee to chair the economy committee, so that he can take the fight to the NDC, because so far they claim they have answers to the economic challenges. But we know that our friend, our brother, our respected colleague, who has the competence in that area, can better showcase our issues on the economy when he's made the majority spokesperson on the economy. So that is the good news. So I just want that to be clarified, so that, you know, we understand that to be so.
Majority Leader Alexander Afenyo Makin there. But Kwaku, there was always a suspicion from the side of the minority in the House that the chairman of the Finance Committee, Kwaku Kwarteng, will be taking off because of his opposition, they say, his opposition to the passage of the waivers that government has brought.
Yes.
Tell us more.
There are about $400 million worth of tax waivers that are currently before the Finance Committee. In fact, some of them have been sitting in committees for as long as we can remember, for almost the entire life of this 8th Parliament. And some of the arguments that have been made from the majority benches has been that Kwaku Kwarteng is part of the reason why this is not moving forward. In fact, in an unprecedented fashion, The new Trade and Industry Minister, K.T. Hammond, at the time when he had just come into office, did file an urgent question that was not directed at a colleague minister or anybody for that matter, but to a chairman of the committee. In the life of Ghana's parliament, it hasn't happened that the governing party is seeking to ask a question of its committee chairperson to come and answer why the tax waivers are not moving forward. Then, as though that was not enough, we heard later from Carlos Ayinkra, who then, and is still actually the chairman of the Trade and Industry Committee, coming out and making an argument that it appears Kwaku Kwarteng is joining the minority in frustrating these bills and these tax waivers that have been sitting in the Finance Committee for this long. So the point then was that, what exactly do they get to do with Kwaku Kwarteng? And so from there, the plot began to thicken that there was a certain plot to remove him. And when the new standing orders came and the House had to reconstitute its committees, appoint some members to some new committee that has been established, it was clear that certain changes were going to be made. Then we heard from the minority. Just a day or two after all of them had been meeting the president over the tax waivers, Ahmed Ibrahim spoke to Evans on PM Express and did allege that as far as they, the minority, are concerned, they've uncovered a certain sinister plot to remove him. And they feel like this is a vindication. Listen to Ahmed Ibrahim when he came on PM Express and made these claims.
The majority side are scheming to make sure that they take Kwaku Kwarteng out so that he will not be the chairman of the Finance Committee.
And you know
this
how?
Then they bring a new person who will come and just rubber stamp.
So there's a scheme to remove Kwaku Kwarteng as chairman?
There is.
But he had an opportunity with a reshuffle recently that removed Chairman Sabunsu.
No.
If they wanted to, they would have taken him out.
No, as a chairman of Finance, that's what I'm saying, that is the majority leadership, they will decide who should be the chairman of the Finance Committee. But for the stand that he has taken, you know, we are in the country now. If you want to save the national interest, you lose your post. If you don't lose your post, they will trigger the impeachment processes against you.
Well, so that is what the minority alleged then. And today we have, the announcement that Kwaku Kwarteng indeed is being moved from the Finance Committee as chairperson of that committee to go and chair the newly constituted Economic Committee of Parliament. We've been joined on the line by Benjamin Pedro. He is member of the Finance Committee there. Grateful, Ben, for joining us. Now, I mean, you are a member of this committee. Your chairman, we are told, is to go to the Economic Committee. That is also a critical one, isn't it?
You see, thank you very much for your inquiry. I have been a member of the Finance Committee for a very long time. I've worked with Abeji, who was in the earlier years chairman of the Finance Committee. Then later on, Asibe Yeboa, before Kwaku Kwarteng came in. But as we are sitting here now, there is no presentation before Parliament as to who is going to be the Finance Committee chairman. There is no presentation. Yes, Honorable Afenyo Makin has made an indication, but there is no presentation here without that. The new Finance Committee chairman is going to be another person other than the very well-known Kwaku Kwarteng. Yes, we can also think that with the change in the leadership of the NPP in Parliament, they will be making other changes in the committee position. So I'm not surprised that they want to. And I have always followed the decision or the intention of the minority, I'm sorry, the majority group, that because Kwaku has not brought reports on the Finance Committee on, you know, tax waiver was request, they are against him. But where we are now, there is no report before Parliament about the removal of Kweku Kwarteng as chairman of the Finance Committee. I know that there is a committee of selection which is headed by the Speaker. And both sides, the majority and the minority leaders, present names to this committee and they determine whether they are approved or they are not approved.
Okay, but when the majority leader was speaking, he said, he explained that this is an elevation for him. So it seemed to suggest...
It cannot be an elevation because nothing has been brought before the committee of selection. And who said that the committee on economy is higher than the committee on finance? You see, we approved a new order of proceedings, order of
new standing orders,
standing orders, and there wasn't any hierarchy statement as to whether finance committee is higher than economy or budget. There wasn't any statement to that effect. So I don't know who are saying that there is a promotion or a demotion.
Okay. That's what the majority leader was saying when he was explaining this. But
you know, the majority leader is normally one person who does that kind of thing. And, you know, he's trying to test the policies of other people as to whether they will agree to the removal of Kweku Kwarteng as committee of finance chairman, or they will not agree.
So I think
he's just making an attempt to feel the pulse of many members.
Okay.
Because we have not read anything like that. What at all, in any case, has Kweku Kwarteng done for them to be there? They should remove him and put him in a committee that has that does not do anything. If they want to punish him, they should remove him from anything like economy, finance, or budget, and throw him to a committee that does nothing. They cannot be saying that they are putting him on the
economy committee.
Removing him from the budget, the finance committee. What's the difference?
Well, so you seem because to say
there's nothing currently in front of Parliament as this matter is being referred to. You know, Apenyo is
so you are suggesting that it's not even likely that he will be removed as the chair of the finance committee.
Well, I'm not the leader of the NPP parliamentary caucus. If they want to remove him, they can do so.
Okay, but is he removing him from
finance committee to economic committee?
But you are with him on the committee. Is he deliberately sabotaging government's attempt to give waivers to some entities?
No. I don't think that he has done anything that will be in a manner that would say that he doesn't want to support the government. Kweku has been chairman of the committee for a long time. Why is it that they are now realizing that he is not following their decisions? Why is it that they have not confronted him? Because leadership has control over committee's chairman. Why haven't they confronted him?
So I take it that...
And on the committee, I'll tell you, the other people who have been on that committee include Apenyo Martins himself, include Osei Che Mensah Bonsu, include
But is the report on the waivers ready from your committee that should be presented to the main house?
They're not ready.
Okay.
Because we have had problems at the committee level. And the problems are not a result of Kwaku Kwarteng. For instance, I'll tell you something. The last time the minister of state in the finance ministry came there and presented a report to us with the tax officers from the DRA. They wanted us to approve a request for tax waivers. Now, when we started looking through the documents they presented, we found a lot of problems with their presentation. So they personally, or they themselves, withdrew the request and said they were going to work on their request and come back. Is that the fault of Kwaku Kwarteng? That's a problem for the Ministry of Finance.
Okay. Okay.
They have to do their actions right before they come before the finance committee. Kwaku Kwarteng was not involved in what they did.
Okay.
And the mistake they made was a result of what happened in the Ministry of Finance and GRA.
Okay, Mr. Poto. So Mr. Poto, I'm grateful for that response. So I take it that there is no request before the committee as we speak for on waivers. Pay your explanation.
Well, there were so many requests made. The first and second item had problems. So the Ministry of Finance people said, okay, we were taking back all the requests and that they will represent. And as we are sitting here now, they have not made any representation. So I don't know why they want to blame Kwaku Kwarteng.
All right. Benjamin Poto, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. He is a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament. Well, this is still the top story here on Joy 99.7 FM. Now, news just coming in indicates that the National Pensions Regulatory Authority has directed the SNET to put a hold on the decision or intention to sell four top hotels to Brian Achampong's Hotel, the Rock City. My colleague Kwaku Asante is here with details of that particular, order or the statement from the MPRA. Kwaku.
Well, yes, this is dated just today, 28 June 2024. Is directed at the Director General, Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNET Pension House here in Accra, and is titled Sale of Hotels Owned by the Trust. We write to acknowledge receipt of the document submitted to us on 7 June 2024 in response to our request for information on the Trust's intention to engage Rock City Hotel Limited as the strategic investor in the matter of the sale of four hotels, namely La Palm Royal Beach Hotel, Elmina Beach Resort, Buswa Beach Resort, Ridge Royal Hotel, Trust Lodge, all owned by the Social Security and National Insurance Trust. In assisting the authority to have a better understanding of the facts associated with the sale and pending negotiations to engage Rock City Hotels as the strategic investor, you and your team appeared before the board of the authority at their meeting held on the Tuesday, 25th June, to further provide insights on the subject, albeit inconclusive. The authority appreciates the efforts and commitment demonstrated so far by your good self and your team to assist us make the necessary determination on the matter, pursuant to our function under Section 7G of the NPRA Act. As you may be aware, Section 67(2) of the Act requires us to issue relevant guidelines to guide your investment decisions. In furtherance of this requirement, you are hereby directed by the Board of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority to suspend all the processes seeking to engage Rock City Hotel Limited as a strategic investor in the matter of the sale of the above-mentioned hotels. The authority, in addition to the evaluation of the documents submitted to us, is engaging the Minister for Pensions and relevant stakeholders on the subject matter, and further directives shall be issued. It is signed by John Quenin Imbro, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Pension Regulatory Authority, copied to the Minister himself, the Board Chairman, and the Chairperson of SLATE.
Let's get more on this by bringing in Abraham Kumsin. He is Secretary General for the Ghana Federation of Labour. Grateful to you, Mr. Kumsin, for joining. You have been insistent on the fact that this process must be put on hold. This is the NPRA saying, ordering SNET to halt the process. Your reaction?
We are happy. We want to thank you for the role that you played in getting our message across. That's what we wanted, because why don't we sit down and discuss these issues further? But if we had not, you know, expressed our misgivings by way of, you know, relying on the media and the demonstrations, these people would have gone ahead to do the unthinkable. So we thank you all, and that's what we were expecting them to do. So, going forward, we'll sit down with them and see how we settle the matter.
But it's suspension enough, because it's been suspended anyway, but it can be rejuvenated at any time. So is a suspension you want, because you are calling for an outright cancellation?
No, the suspension is good. I mean, why? We are now going to sit down, because how they arrived at that decision is what we are going to look at. Because why do you sell such property, your asset, whereas there are so many ways of raising money to recapitalize or whatever. So we think that it wasn't a good decision at all to sell this facility.
Okay. All right. Grateful to you. Let me bring in Samuel Okudjo-Tabla-Kwa, the MP for North Strong, who has been at the forefront of the campaign against this particular sale. Sammy, so this is the NPRA saying that this process must be suspended. Does it meet your expectation?
Good evening. It is an initial victory. It is not the final victory. It is an initial victory. It is a significant development, a very positive one. We are demanding a cancellation, not a suspension, and that is why I call it an initial victory. This should tell everybody that when we rise up and we resist, when thousands pour out on the streets, when we come together, organized labor, academia, civil society organizations, the media, chiefs, youth groups, we can achieve results. I want to also add that our petition at Shraj would not be withdrawn. We will continue to cooperate with those investigations. We also want to serve notice to the NPRA that while we commend them for stepping in, we do not want this to be a trick where when it appears that discussions have piled down and people are not watching, then this deal, which stings to the high heavens, is reactivated. So we will be watching keenly, and we expect that eventually this whole conflict of interest transaction, which violates multiple laws of our country, will be thrown out of the window. A deal that does not guarantee any value for money, that is not in the national interest. I mean, how can you be selling a profitable hotel? There's no business case for this. Absolutely no justification whatsoever. And I insist that public officials, politicians, and all politically exposed persons must stay away from state assets. They ought to stay away. And that is why we'll continue with our work on the private members' bill to ban all politicians from participating in the purchase of state assets. So yes, a very significant development, a major one, is an initial victory. It shows that the masses can achieve results. However, this is not the final victory. We will continue to resist until we hear of a permanent cancellation, not suspension.
But I mean, permanent cancellation, NPRA, that the NPRA has the mandate or have the mandate to say we want to ensure this deal is cancelled. Whose responsibility does it lie in?
The MPRA can't do that because they are the regulator. They have the power to do that. And I am glad that they've currently looking at what is unfolding. They have woken up to their responsibilities and to their duties. Ideally, the MPRA should have been brought in earlier. SNIT should have sought their blessings and should have obtained guidelines and should have even justified whether this whole decision to sell should even have gone on or not. If they had done that and the MPRA had advised them, I'm sure we'll have saved a lot of money. Don't forget that we've already spent $491,000, about $500,000 on a transaction advisor just for this deal. That's about 7 million Ghana cedis, money which could have been kept within SNIT to pay pensioners who in this country receive very paltry, pensions when they retire. So there's already been a lot of wastage, a lot of, dissipation of scarce SNIT resources, scarce pension funds. But as they say, better late than never. It's good that the MPRA is stepping in now. Mm. But we are not going to take our eyes off the ball. We'll continue to follow this process keenly.
Okay.
I will also want to add that if the MPRA invites me and my partners, all our colleagues,